Hour number two on the air with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. The Good Day Weekend program at your service. Vacation time, so it's easier for you to find a line. Help yourself to 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. Emery writes, I don't understand cancer. It is something that has been in my family. I'm afraid of it. People in my family are afraid of it. But what I don't understand, doctor, is it seems to strike so randomly and capriciously. Even children and people in the prime of life are cut down. I'm reminded of Rich McFadden, who, if people listen to the Monday through Friday program, is an important part of this program. His dad died this past week, 67 years old, big, tall, strong, strapping guy, loved to play golf. Never saw him without a cigarette in his hand. Never, ever did you ever see him without a smoke. And he had lung cancer, came, sort of was in remission after treatment, came back again. What he didn't know, apparently, is that he had an aneurysm, or the potential for the swelling in his gut that you talk about all the time, and that exploded, and that killed him, and that was the end of that. That kind of cancer, you can predict, you can see, and it has, there's something scientifically to it. What I'm looking at in this letter, sort of reading between the lines, Ken, people who get cancer, especially if they're a child, people don't understand 2- and 3-year-old children having cancer. And I think that's an extraordinarily important and good question. How cancer is all around us.
Let me just comment on Rich's dad. He had an abdominal aortic aneurysm. This is where the pipe in the belly, the diameter expands and it eventually ruptures.
Yeah.
And the key here, the take-home message is big smoker. If you're a smoker and a guy and you make it to 65, you should definitely have a screening, abdominal aorta ultrasound.
So the two are related.
You don't have this? Absolutely.
Oh, really?
And even some people think you should be screened even younger, in your mid-50s, for this. But definitely, I think we all agree, you should not wait till after 65. So, and if these run in your family, these aneurysms, or if you're a smoker, guy, fortunately, it's very rare for women to have these abdominal aortic aneurysms. Even Medicare covers screening for guys 65 if they've smoked in the past.
All right. So I didn't know that, but in terms of the family, there are three brothers. None of them smoke. They ought to, though, if I'm listening and hearing you correctly, go get a checkup to find out, like you did with me, the ultrasound that tells you how big all of these aortic areas are in your body, right?
It wouldn't be a bad idea. And there's another story, which is a lesson here, that we were going to talk about this week. And this is about how family history of cancer needs to be updated as you age. This is in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Every time you go to the doctor, if your family history for cancer has changed, please let the doctor know.
What does that mean, change? Somebody in the family
Somebody in the family just developed colon cancer. Mm-hmm. Someone in the family just developed breast cancer. Because whether we're going to screen for you for breast, prostate, or colon cancer especially will change how we do it depending on what your family history is. Mm-hmm. For cancer. And this is what this article showed, is how much our family history affects who gets screened. And if you don't keep the doctor up to date, it will have ill effects on you and your screening.
Now, to make it personal and to make it as an example, my grandmother died of liver cancer when she was 86, 87. Only cancer in the family other than my sister's breast cancer, which she had treated at one of the, I chastised her a little for this, one of the big cancer treatment centers that do it for profit. My former wife has had bouts with cancer off and on since 1991. That doesn't affect me, but it may affect my offspring, right? And do these other things, never even thought about. Neither of my parents had. My mother didn't live long enough. She died because of the same thing that Richie's dad died of, only a lot younger. My father had mostly, stroke and heart stuff.
Doug, this is where we lump all of cancer together because it has the same word, but cancer in different parts of the body where the cells just begin to divide without control, is often a very different disease when it's in a different part. And here's an example. Breast cancer has a huge genetic inherited component, whereas liver cancer doesn't seem to be. It's more associated with having certain viruses in the liver, hepatitis, and then often we usually don't even know what causes it. Some people have speculated exposure to some chemicals, but we don't really understand what causes liver cancer, and it does not usually have a genetic component to it.
All right. So then why is it that this person's real question, I think, here is, why are babies getting cancer? Why would a baby who has not been exposed to anything, most of us, again, think if you live the right lifestyle, you're not going to be exposed to things. You have good water, clean air, stay away from herbicides, yada, yada, yada. So why do babies get cancer?
Well, the most common cancers in children are the blood cell cancers, the leukemias, and why children get those is that's probably a combination of genetics and environment. We just don't really quite understand that. But fortunately for childhood leukemias, the blood cell cancers, we are doing a lot better at keeping those kids alive. I see them later as adults. Often they have effects from their chemotherapy that bring them to me as adults, but at least they're making it out of their childhood.
888-553-7536. Back to your calls in a few moments. Widely believed that eating too much salt can increase one's risk of hypertension and death from heart disease or stroke. Studies investigating this assertion have had mixed results. There are a couple this week, a study of 12,000 people showing that those who had high salt intake and low potassium have a higher risk of dying from any cause. You have some more information from the archives of internal medicine as well, yes?
Out this week, and it may be the sodium and potassium ratio that's important and maybe why we get these varying results, Doug, about sodium and its effect on health. We know that salt, sodium, which is used as potassium as a salt, but what people usually call salt is sodium chloride. It's the sodium that can increase the blood pressure, and this can lead to heart disease and to stroke, and this is where the issue becomes. But what may be the most important is the ratio to another mineral, potassium, and this seems to neutralize the heart-damaging effects of the sodium salt and tends to lower the blood pressure. A lot of foods have potassium. Good sources are spinach, bananas, broccoli, and prunes. Important to get adequate potassium. The one caveat is potassium is cleared by the kidneys, so if you have kidney failure, you want to ease up. You want to take it easy and not take the potassium because your level is going to go up anyway.
All right. Some more good information, good advice from the mind of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. 888-553-7536. You can follow his blog. Again, go to Dr. Ken Show. Follow him on Facebook and Twitter. The blog in the upper right-hand corner, information he passes along from his experiences. Read it. There's so much information. It's so good. You should take advantage of it. Why not, right? And then if you'd like to see Dr. Ken as a patient, his offices are in Central Florida. The toll-free line for the office is 800-LAKE-CARDIO, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Meanwhile, lots of people want to have a word with Dr. Ken. One of the things that they respect about Ken is that he does look into a lot of the things that we talk about here. Folks come to us and say, can we get Dr. Ken to talk about this or that? And Dr. Ken is pretty fussy about what he'll talk about on the air. However, this is a program that is sponsored. We're in business. We have to have a few bucks here and there.
Sponsors.
Yeah, exactly. So we've come across, though, some that we really, really like because they seem to do what they say they're going to do. And a lot of them are family companies, a lot of smaller outfits that you may not have heard about, such as the case with the Natron's Healthy Trinity, this probiotic that Ken and I have heard about, and Ken got very involved in talking with the folks this week about what happens when you follow their routine, their regimen, Ken.
Well, does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you drowning in over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids? like there's no tomorrow, and still nothing relieves your occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation. As a physician, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity. It's a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around. Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years.
Serious probiotics. So here's what we offer to you. The folks at Natron have said, let's put together the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-day challenge. So if you are not happy after 3 months on this, you don't have a better, happier, healthier tummy, you will get your money back. Everything that you've spent, money back guarantee. You cannot beat that. So when you call 888-9-NATREN, do it now while you're thinking about it. That's 888-9-N-A-T-R-E-N. Just mention Good Day Health. You'll get a free 14-day supply of the product with your order. You get the money-back guarantee. And best of all, you'll get to feel much better. After all, that's what this is all about, right? Look them up on the web at natron.com or call them at 888-962-8736.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Amdro Kills Ants presents the Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Think your cat has a dual personality? Is your cat sometimes cute and cuddly and other times madly mischievous? Show us the two sides of your cat's personality for the chance to make them a star. Arm & Hammer Double Duty Clumping Cat Litter destroys the two types of litter box odors and is highlighting its dual benefits by asking cat owners to share the dual sides of their cat's personalities. Lifestyle expert Jill Cordes has more.
I love my cat, Wayne Sanchez, but I laugh at how one minute he's cuddling in my lap and the next gnawing on my fingers. The makers of Arm & Hammer are commemorating cats with a photo contest for a chance to win a $1,000 donation to your favorite pet charity and a chance to feature your cat in an upcoming Arm & Hammer ad. Share two photos of your cat with captions that describe the two sides of their personality.
For more information and to enter, visit DoubleTakeContest.com. Entries will be accepted from now through August 22nd.
888-553-7536. The Good Day Weekend Program. Dr. Ken here with testimony from you, your questions. There is a study that you may have heard about. We've been talking about a little bit about the whether parents ought to lose custody of children. This has been footballed around by the news media as usual, taken out of context as usual. You're put in a bad place, but it still is worth some time because it needs to be clarified and the principles need to be discussed. So we'll do that in just a few moments, whether our parents lose custody of their children, part of the discussion. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you start to say something? Go ahead.
I'm just saying, Dr. Ken Kronhaus welcoming you all to Good Day Health and with Doug Steffen. And we're going to be talking about, should parents lose custody of super obese kids? This was an editorial in the Journal of the American Medical Association written by a Boston pediatrician and an attorney on the staff at Harvard. And should parents of extremely obese children lose custody for not controlling their kids' weight? I'd love to hear what you think about this. 1-888-55-DRKEN.
Well, what is the story? What is the article or opinion or editorial written by a couple of doctors basically has been taken out of context, by the news media and blown up into something that is frankly ridiculous. But yet it's a good conversation. On a number of levels. First of all, the states too involved in our lives, pretty much all of us agree on that. But what is there about parents and their irresponsible attitude toward giving their children everything they want? I mean, I think that's the discussion here. The government needs to stay the hell out of our lives, but the other side of it is, where the heck is common sense?
Well, the academic ivory tower pediatrician writing this editorial, his own opinion, is coming to this from seeing extremely sick kids. These are not all obese kids. These are the ones who get medical problems from their morbid obesity. They get type 2 diabetes, breathing difficulties, liver problems, things that could kill them by age 30. And in their frustration, they're at their wits' ends. They're wondering if one of their options should be able to take these kids away and let the state take them over and put them in foster care and not give them back to the parents until the kids are no longer morbidly obese and these other health problems resolve. And that's the question. Should we be taking youngsters away from their parents? And I'd love to know what you all feel.
888-553-7536. Carrie is in Bessemer, Alabama. On this, Carrie, you're on with Dr. Ken on the Good Day Weekend program. Hi.
Hi, I love the show, and I appreciate this subject that you're having right now. I don't think it should take the kids away from their parents. I think the parents should be more educated on what they're feeding their kids. Like I was saying to you, sir, corporations are sticking stuff in your food to make you eat more. You know, they stick certain chemicals for your pleasure senses. So by all accounts, your food is more like a drug.
Carrie, when you're running for office, I'm writing out a check. Let me know.
Well, I'm not running from office, but I've been through this with autism. I've seen how the state treats you. Once they get something, they really hide behind research, because, you know, you may have the food company with their own research, like the medical company got their research, and anything to go against it, they're going to deny it anyway. But what I look at is one thing when they talk about foster care. Foster care in America is a terrible system because they abuse a lot of these kids and they flip these kids around. But when they flip these kids around, they leave them uneducated and they just throw them away after they get so big, and they leave them with a lack of knowledge. And I've seen that in my own state.
Kerry, bless your heart. I see it in my own state. I think that solution would be worse than the problem. The kids would be scarred in other ways. And
yes,
I think
it would be.
I think, like you say, common sense here has just gone out the door.
Well, with the parents is, you know, we got to start being parents. You know, you can't give kids a ton of sugar and expect them to be still and then let them play video games all day. When I growed up, you know, we went outside some of the time. You know, even was at school, we had an hour or 45 minutes to play. They took that away, and now they're turning our kids into so many.
All right, Kerry, hold on a second here. One of the things that you point out, number of things that you point out in actuality, are a part of the overall concern that most people who have any common sense whatsoever are seeing. And again, it sort of sounds like a broken, the one note opera, whatever, the one horse opera. The essence of the problem is too much government. And we all seem to say the same thing, yet we continue to put up with it. People say, what can we do? There are a lot of things that you can do. One of the reasons they aren't being done is because we are overcapped. We've been fed things that control us. We get hooked on all kinds of substances that have been allowed. The FDA allows things to be put in your body that if they really were doing their job, they wouldn't be. It shows you what nonsense they are. And the essence of the education, you talk about exercise, the government has stopped funding physical education. What better way to keep people in shape? And yet it's so stupid.
And what I like about what Kerry's saying is he's telling all of us as parents to step up and be parents and not be so concerned that our kids won't love us 24/7.
The kids will love you if they have a good, happy, healthy life, and they will if you pay attention to what their needs are. And they don't need computers. They don't need all of this. They don't need cell phones. They don't need all of the things that are gadgets and entrapments around them, even though everybody's got one. Okay, so you have one, you limit its use. But for heaven's sakes, use some common sense. That is so, and that's, if we had common sense, we wouldn't be electing some of the people that are in our midst. We wouldn't have the inculcation of the media into our lives that we have. We become zombies. We become automatons. We have become predictable. People say, well, I'm a blankety blank, and this is what my political philosophy is. Instead of judging a horse by its color and taking one issue at a time, it's all part of the problem that needs to be resolved, and that we don't seem to have the means around us to resolve it. Kerry, thanks for your call. More on this obesity discussion in a few minutes here. Half past the hour. Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay. Here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long. This offer ends today. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, B-E-R-K-E-Y.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Weekend time is 33 past the hour. You're listening to the Good Day Weekend program and a focus on your health here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert. Excuse me, lots of help because of his background. Interestingly enough, I love to look at some of these things historically, and as we talk about obesity and how people are affected by it, we look at the average lifespan of Americans. It's what, 77, 78, 79 now, Ken?
Pretty close.
There was a story I saw earlier this week that I talked about on Good Day. That person is alive now who will live to be 150, and a person will be born in the next 30 to 40 years who will live to be 1,000. It's really amazing how we are dealing or changing with the realities, because if you look back a century, 100 years ago, the average life expectancy for men was 47 years.
When they signed the Declaration of Independence, we just passed July 4th, Doug. What do you think the lifespan of the average male was in 1776?
40-ish.
35. And you wonder why they didn't put term limits in the Constitution.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's a pretty interesting way of looking at it. Average doctor back 100 years ago did not have a college education. Instead, they attended so-called medical schools, many of which were condemned in the press. The government said they were substandard. I thought that was pretty interesting as well, how medicine
It is.
Changed.
Until the early 1900s, there really weren't standards for getting a medical licensure in America, and there was a lot of snake oil.
Yeah. And people, they took a bath once a month, that kind of stuff. Women used to wash their hair in egg yolks. This just really, just kind of strange. We think everything was always the way it is, especially kids, again, back to the naivete of children, and they don't understand how, you know, you ask them even things about what it was like when we were kids. They have no clue, no historical perspective, which is always kind of a shame. We're talking about this article that appeared in the news media grabbing onto something and doing the usual foolish runaround, the story about children who are obese, should the parents lose custody of them, but what was in the American Medical Association Journal is not what it has been described as. But by the same
token,
but it still is a conversation worth having. So we go to Michael in Birmingham, Alabama. Hi, Michael. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hello. How y'all doing today?
Hi, Michael.
That's good. I just want to basically make a comment. I just kind of wondering, just listening to y'all, if if something like this does come about, if the states are even more capable of taking better care of the kids than actually what the parents are. Because the way I look at it, you know, the states, you know, through the school system, as far as, you know, their lunches and everything in general, ain't they kind of like at fault, too, with the obesity problem?
It's a great point, Michael. Are they able to do any better than these at-risk parents? And certainly what I learned to eat in public school did not help my waistline, and that's a great point.
You know, it's just, I just don't see how you could hold, you know, one set of individuals, you know, at fault for, you know, even though it's their kids, I don't see how you could hold the parents at fault when the state and the school system is basically doing the same things with the parents doing, because, you know, the parents can't, you know, regulate what the kids can eat, what they can't eat. Only the kids can make that decision when they go to school and have their lunch, or even at breakfast time, or if they do like a preschool, you know, after school program or something, not even control what they're eating then. So the problem still, I think, is still going to exist, you know, and not maybe in the biggest fashion, but I think it would still exist no matter what. You know, it's like, you know, I think the government don't need to be stepped in. I think the parents just be, you know, need to practice some good common sense, you know, get more involved in their kids' lives, because kids, basically, all they want anyway is the parents, you know, time, basically, anyway. You know, you take them out somewhere, play football with them, play soccer, anything, you know, to get them outside the house, to get their minds off of what they're basically, you know, fall into a basic routine of everyday thing. You know, sit, do your homework, sit in front of a video game, get on Facebook, all this stuff. You know what I mean?
Michael, exactly. And I don't want to defend this Boston Children's pediatrician, because I think taking youngsters away from their parents is definitely a little too extreme. But what they were advocating for was just giving the doctor the option in these extreme cases where they're at their wits' ends, the kids are physically ill from the obesity, and nothing seems to work, and the parents are ignoring the kids. But even opening up that door, I think, is dicey.
All right, sir. Thank you for the call. 888-553-7536. It is a problem. It does need to be dealt with. It needs attention, needs education, common sense, which seems to be lacking. And we continue to have this argument about what's going on in our educational system, why in the name of God there isn't a protest every day in the streets of every community about the lack of physical education. It's part of one's education, learning about his or her body and putting it to work and understanding what exercise is all about. And the music programs that have been eliminated. Why do you put up with that
stuff?
How much
money do we spend on the Department of Education?
How much money is that? We don't even need a Department of Education, for God's sakes. It didn't exist until, what, about 30 years ago, it seems to me, 30, 35
years ago. All that money
could be
used for physical ed.
Right. And by the way, the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, you apply the same. I was talking to an expert in this last night at dinner. The business of having an understanding of what the Government Accounting Office found in the Department of Defense budget, bloated, wasteful spending for $460 billion, Ken, we could have the same exact coverage, if you will, but under the circumstances, we waste so much money, there's so much corruption, so much feather bedding and padding. There, we are spending $700 billion, but we get the same service and the exact same coverage for $460 if the programs were monitored and the government did its job. And it's got to be the same in every different department. Why are we putting up with all of this?
I don't know. I'm sure we could find this in every department also.
Yeah. All right. 888-553-7536. Here's Tony in Fall River, Massachusetts. Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, Tony.
Hi. Good morning. I was wondering if you ever heard of Dr. Leonard Horowitz.
Oh, my gosh, yes. He's a cardiologist. When I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania, he was a fellow and then on the faculty at the University of Pennsylvania in the Department of Medicine and Cardiology. Do I have the right Leonard Horowitz?
No, he was a graduate from Harvard. He wrote a book called Emerging Viruses, AIDS,
oh,
and Ebola, natural, accident, or intentional. He wrote also wrote another book called Death in a Year, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, and it's all about vaccines and cancer. I think it'd be a really good book.
Oh, I know who this guy is.
Oh.
Different Leonard Horowitz.
Yeah, no, I know who this guy is. Yeah. But he says what he's saying, Ken, Tony, thank you. What he's saying is what we hear, you and I all, not always, kind of disagree when it comes to some of the stuff about vaccines and shots and stuff and what happens as a result. There's a whole theory, you know that, of study that people, you think they're a little whacked. I think that there are, when there are questions about this stuff, if there isn't universal agreement, not that we're going to get universal agreement on everything, but there are so many questions that get swept under the rug, and people just don't trust the government here. Oh, recommended by the CDC, huh? Recommended by Health and Human Services. What value is that when you see some of the stupid things, the FDA, they're the worst ones, all of these drugs and stuff that are being sent down the pipe. My son, I wanted to tell you this story. My son is going to become a drug and alcohol counselor, and he's going through coursework now and learning about what's going on. And one of the biggest problems, if not the biggest problem, for underage drug addiction, kids have learned how to fake symptoms of various problems because they know they learn this in school from one another. Here's how you get a prescription for a certain drug. You fake some sort of illness. You go to a doctor, and here are the doctors that you can go to. They have lists. Kids have lists of doctors they can go to, fake their symptoms and say, I feel this, this, this. The doctor will write them a prescription for drugs, and they get them, and that's how they get onto these painkillers.
Well, times have changed.
But isn't it amazing?
Amazing.
It really is.
All I had to worry about was smoking in the boys' bathroom.
I never go to it because they were doing it in the boys' bathroom, and it made me so nervous I'd hold my water all day.
We never had to deal with this, and this is so sad how drugs are affecting. I heard the saddest stories this week about how drug abuse just devastates families. It's just horrible.
It really is awful. 888, and the government is the co-conspirator. 888-553-7536. Back to the obesity discussion, which we've had much of today. Don's in Benton Harbor, Michigan, with Dr. Ken. Hi, Don.
Good morning.
Hi, Don.
Good morning. I taught health at the college for 30-some years, and I have never had a student come from a high school that knew how to write a fitness plan for life or a nutrition plan for life.
And exactly.
To me, it is a national disgrace.
I agree.
Michigan recently changed their to 5 years of math and everything required for graduation. I wrote the governor, and I said, you know, at 55 years old, I may or may not need to know how to do advanced algebra or calculus, but I'm sure as hell going to need to know how to prevent a heart attack or cancer. And it's a disgrace because these kids come to the college with no knowledge. And in Michigan, some of the schools allow credit for a physical education credit for, say, band or for football or for basketball. What knowledge on nutrition or fitness is being taught in
you know what's
sports?
Going on, Don? We become so attached to our prejudicial beliefs, and we don't trust people who come from different points of view, so we get into these harangues with people. I use this as an example. When I was a teacher, I was very involved in the political side of teaching and the school committee and elections and that sort of thing. People who were getting elected to the school board were the most narrow-minded, uninformed, ill-prepared, stupid individuals who would get a hold of an issue. And what happened with two of them was they were successful in banning the health education curriculum from the school system in the town where I was teaching and where I grew up, because these two idiots said that the curriculum taught kids how to do it, when in fact what the curriculum did starting in junior high school was teach children about their bodies, how they functioned, everything from A to Z. And there's still this belief around today. Parents are not teaching their children about their sexuality, but it isn't even that. It's how does your body function? How does your immune system work? How does your muscular skeletal system work? How does your body work? Nobody is being taught this. It is a disgrace.
Before they can take a fitness class at the college, they have to do a pretest. And a few months ago, I was testing four kids. All four were between 18 and 21 years old. One was 340 pounds, one was 360, and two were over 360 pounds. And they all had blood pressure over 110, 120 over 100. I mean, 150, 160 over 100. And their pulse was up and over 100. Yeah,
they're already sick.
Don, I agree with you so much. My daughter, I was so happy. They introduced a course called Life Management Skills to her curriculum in eighth grade. And this was, you know, the parents just pushing this. And this is what the kids need. They need to know how to balance a checkbook. They need to know how to be healthy and from a young age. And exactly what you're talking about, these practical skills to be successful.
We're teaching people how to be failures. That's what we're teaching them. By not teaching them anything, we teach them how to fail in life and become dependent on the government. It is a sickness that is almost beyond repair. We've got to wake up to this. Don, thank you for your call. Man, we're off on something here, Ken.
It's wonderful.
888-553-7536. Here's something else that's wonderful. The fact that the Good Day Health Program, brought to you in part by a company that has something so special for you, and they believe in it so much, and so do we, that we've put together a mechanism for you to get a free sample of their product. The product is called Salon Pause. You've heard Dr. Ken talk about this. You can go to the Dr. Ken Show website, click on the Salon Pause button, and get a free sample of Salon Pause. This is something you ought to order right this minute while you're thinking about it. Go to drkenshow.com. There is nothing better, nothing that's been proven, in fact, to beat the pain without a prescription like this, Ken.
Who among us doesn't have an occasional back or joint or muscle pain? And who among us is not concerned about having to take that pill through our body and irritating our stomach, our intestines? Now there's the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch. This works. It comes in an arthritis form. It also comes in a general pain form. It's a patch. It won't cause any nuisance or cosmetic problems with your skin. This works, and I highly recommend it.
Go to drkenshow.com right now while you're thinking about it and order these patches. If you find that you are really in pain and you want to take care of it right now, get in your car and go to the local drugstore, the superstore. You'll find Salon Pause there. You will find also that what Dr. Ken is saying about it working 12 hours is, in fact, what it does. It goes to work right away, long-lasting relief, no pills. And, again, the special offer is to get the free sample at drkenshow.com.
We use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
888-553-7536. The blog at drkenshow.com is there for you to use. Sign up for the newsletter. Go to the Daily Dose, the box with Dr. Ken's picture in it at dougstefan.com. Sign up for that newsletter. More of your calls momentarily here on Good Day Weekend.
Oh,
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's 53 past the hour, 888-553-7536. For those of you who are pet lovers, there's some information this week on the medical effects that dogs and other pets may have on you. The folks, it's really pretty interesting how pets are so helpful in so many different ways, Ken.
But let's bust the medical myth. This is out this week in the American Journal of Rhinology and Allergy. I'm not making that
whatever
one up.
That is, yeah.
So-called hypoallergenic dogs, Doug, they're no less likely to make you sneeze than other dogs. This team actually measured this dog allergen. It's called CAN-F1, and there were the same amount of dog allergens across the board in all the dogs. They don't give off less dander and saliva. They don't shed less fur and make you sneeze and your nose run. There's no such thing, according to this scientific study. And also, this is another warning out of the Journal of the American Podiatric Medical Association. If you have diabetes, your feet and hands should not be exposed when sleeping with a pet. It's the second case of type reported in the medical journal of a woman plagued by diabetes-related numbness in her feet, and she ended up losing her leg after a pet chewed on her infected toe, Doug, while she slept.
Ugh, gross.
So if you're diabetic, just keep your extremities, your hands, your feet covered while you sleep.
888-553-7536. Lots of conversation about this obesity issue. Here's Larry in Great Bend, Kansas. Hi, Larry.
Hello.
Hi, Larry.
I just wanted to comment. I don't think the government should be taking kids away and putting them in foster care, because I don't think the foster care system sometimes does that great a job. What I think maybe ought to be looked at is requiring parents to take some kind of classes or something, teaching them what they need to know on raising children and being parents.
It's harder to get a license to drive a car than it is to have a kid. It's so easy, isn't it?
Yep.
All right, sir.
Amazing. We haven't heard another opinion. Does anyone think that the government should have this right?
Phil, do you think the government's right or wrong?
Wrong. Why don't we, the citizens, take our obese government away from the politicians?
That's a very good question. We like that.
Great
Here's
answer.
Randy in Stockbridge, Wisconsin. Hi.
was just wondering if you guys have heard of a Dr. Stanislaw Brzezinski out of Houston, Texas. You were talking about cancer earlier, and I just happened to watch a documentary about Dr. Brzezinski yesterday. You can watch it for free on documentarywire.com. But this man had discovered a peptide that was missing in cancer patients in the urine. And when he started experimenting with it and putting it back in these people, he was curing brain cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer.
There are this man has been very controversial for decades. I don't know if you know him, Ken, or know about him. His name is Brzezinski. He's in Houston. He has been challenged, but the FDA has never been able to shut him down because they'll tell you that what he's doing is unconventional, and they'll try to keep him from going there because the big drug company, everybody who is into the commercial cancer treatments wants guys like this to go away because what they do works. But he hasn't had to flee the country yet, at least the last I knew he hadn't. He will only see you if you're terminal.
He's an MD, PhD.
Yep, and he has astounding track record at saving people who have tumors. He specifically deals in tumors, and as much as they try to put him out of business, they can't. But the government has spent millions of dollars trying to discredit this guy, and it's the same old stuff that we're talking about. It's enough to make you wanna. The anger that we direct toward our government.
He does use FDA-approved gene-targeted medicines, according to his...
Right, he does. I mean, but they still want to shut him down. They still want to put this guy out of business. It is amazing. I have a quick story, Randy, thanks for the call, of a fellow that I knew who worked with him that used to help people get a hold of sulfur drugs in Canada that were supposedly good at helping cure, deal with cancers and that sort of thing. And because he helped people with information, he was raided by the FDA. He was tried and convicted and put in jail for 34 months, lost his house, lost his job, lost his career, lost his family, everything. And when he got out, the basic bottom line is what he'd been telling people the government started to sanction. So you tell me that makes any sense. Oy. All right. Lots of great discussion here. Ken, as usual, thank you. DrKenshow.com is his website. Check out the newsletters there and all the offers for some of the great products that we talk about here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.